A team of Czech experts are currently in Vietnam to plan one of the biggest cleanup operations in the Southeast Asian country's history. The Czech Development Agency has been awarded millions of crowns by the government to decontaminate some of the areas worst polluted by the highly toxic herbicide Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. Michal Prohaska is from the development agency and overseeing the cleanup. I spoke to him earlier today and asked first about the sort of problems Agent Orange was causing in the north of the country where the Czech team was based.
There are two aspects, I would say. First of all, the old environmental burden in the army airports and connected areas. The other part of the problem, of course, is broader and is especially connected with social and healthcare issues. This Agent Orange influences human lives of the inhabitants of the areas, which causes quite serious health damage in many generations. And at the same time, it's restricting for social and also economic activities of the inhabitants of the areas.
So how is your team then going to decontaminate these Agent Orange hotspots? And isn't this rather dangerous work?
Well, actually, it is not Czech Development Agency staff who is going to work in the regions. The role of the agency is to negotiate with the partner institutions in Vietnam, both at central level and local level, what are the specific interventions that are needed to increase the quality of life of the inhabitants of the region. And this is exactly what takes place these days.
Okay, and is it fair to say that this is amongst the first of the cleanup operations to be staged in this region?
Yes, exactly. In fact, there's a history of negotiating the so-called country strategy program between the Czech Republic and Vietnam, which was formulated in 2006. This Agent Orange pollution was negotiated as one of the priorities of the environmental pillar of this program. And yes, we are quite aware that apart from the American and Canadians, we are among the first donors really being engaged.
That was Michal Prohaska from the Czech Development Agency, who I spoke to just a little bit earlier.